Chapter 2, Automatic Music. The Breeze Band 3000 took over the workshop by noon. Papa bolted the blowers to a wooden frame. Mama strung cords from pedals to mallets and hammers. Nutty adjusted valves, levers, and airflow guides with the focus of a squirrel who believed very strongly that wind could solve art. Grandma followed behind, removing at least one dangerous idea per minute. No fireworks for the finale. Nutty quietly slid a sparkler packet under a rag. No double blower mode. Papa unplugged one extension cord and pretended it had never existed. No launching cymbals. Mama put down the spring arm she had been admiring. By afternoon, the machine stood ready. It had a keyboard made of wooden paddles, pedals that pumped extra air into the pipe section, a row of whistles, a rotating brush that could strike a washboard for rhythm, and, unfortunately, a great deal of confidence. They rolled it to the park gazebo. The whole town gathered at once. Children climbed onto blankets. The remaining real musicians sat to one side, looking hopeful and insulted in equal measure. Mrs. Hedgehog held the sheet music. "We will try one verse of the Nutville Evening Polka, quietly." Nutty nodded solemnly. "Art requires restraint." Grandma coughed so sharply it sounded like a warning bell. Papa switched on the first blower. A low whirr filled the gazebo. Nutty pressed the keyboard paddles. A flute note emerged. Not a bad flute note either. Then a second, then a third. The drum arm tapped politely. The washboard whispered along in the background. The crowd stared. Mama's eyes went wide. "It works!" Mrs. Hedgehog blinked twice. "It appears to work." I dislike that sentence. Nutty glowed with pride. He added the trumpet hose. A bright brass note joined in. Papa tapped the side pedal. The rhythm strengthened. For one glorious minute, Nutville's missing band sounded almost present. The children clapped. Mayor Buttersworth dabbed at his eyes. Tony the delivery fox nodded slowly. "That is much better than I expected, which is making me nervous." Nutty reached for another lever. Grandma caught his wrist. "What does that one do?" Nutty hesitated. "Harmony boost? Which means? More music? At what volume?" Nutty smiled weakly. "Community volume?" Grandma let go very slowly. That should have been the end of testing. It should have. But just then, Mayor Buttersworth climbed onto the front steps of the gazebo, puffed out his chest, and said, "Can it also play my entrance fanfare?" Nutty brightened. "Absolutely!" Mrs. Hedgehog dropped the music sheets. "No!" Too late. Nutty pressed the harmony lever. Papa, trying to help, stepped on the air pedal. Mama slapped the drum trigger because it looked lonely. And the Breeze Band 3000 took that personally. The whistle screamed. The trumpet hose blasted. The drum arm pounded so hard it scared a pigeon off the bandstand roof. Two kazoos that nobody remembered installing began to buzz in triumphant outrage. Mayor Buttersworth's hat blew backwards into the flower bed. The crowd grabbed its ears. Children howled with laughter. Mrs. Hedgehog shouted something that vanished in the roar. And overhead, the lantern strings began to sway. Nutty stared at the controls. "Interesting," Grandma pointed at him. "Band world.